Very limited offerings that they have at the provost site, if you notice what they have. And there's a conflict with a lot of the schedules. If a kid takes an MTech class and goes down there, he's got to take, he or she has to take three class periods off to go down there and do it. It's from 7:30 to 10:30. So, for example, a great example of that is medical assisting. We offer that at Temp View High School, but they also offer it at MTech, and it's virtually the same program. But a kid that goes there would have to take three classes off Monday through Thursday. So it's really six classes. They're going to have to take most of their schedule to be able to do it. We did have one student that did that last year. It's a good program. It does virtually the same thing, but there's lots of benefits for doing it just at the high school, especially with the teacher and the program that we've established already at Temp View. The other programs that they have there, we have very few students, maybe 30 to 40 students throughout all of the MTechs that that would go. We have a few students that go to Lehigh campus. There's a few that go to the Orem campus. Oh, I forgot about the Orem campus. Yeah. I didn't mention that as well. And I don't think we have any that go to Spanish Fork that I know of. But they do lots of good things. A lot of the things that they do articulate to the university if they want to continue on and get a degree in that area as well. As well as some of the classes that we offer in CTE articulate into MTech, so they can start doing the program or the pathway in CTE in the high schools, and then when they go to MTech, they can continue on. They don't have to pay tuition if they go to MTech, but they do have to pay fees. Fees range anywhere between $200 to $800 or $900.
These are not fee waivable, correct?
Yeah, they would not be.
Oh, wow.
So ours would be.
Yes.
Yes, ours would be. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but currently we're not charging fees for any CT classes that we have right now, which is very rare for a district.
Mm-hmm.
So Devin's done a good job finding us the money for that.
Yeah, actually, that's awesome.
Yeah. So any questions about kind of the difference between MTech? I mean, we want to have a good partnership with them, and we do, and they've been a good support to us, and they work well with us. They are expanding what they're doing. They're kind of going into the software development area on the next level of the courthouse in Provo, which would be great, but we do offer a lot of those already in we offer, you know, computer programming, and we offer AP through that as well already through our high school.
Do those help, is there like certification for those programs for like computer programming, or no, it's like it helps get to the next step?
Yeah, it helps them get to the next step, yeah. And there are certifications. There's a pathway,
mm-hmm.
a part of that, that helps them get to, you know, get them certifications and get them, you know, further along, for sure. A lot of that we find the industry wants to train them on their own software, and so they want to take them when they're raw and then send them back to school and learn what they want them to do in that area.
But these kind of programs can help them get that initial contact.
Absolutely.
With the employer, and they're like, hey, you have the foundation, now we want you to go to. Okay.
Yep.
What we had talked a little bit about CAPS, and Lisa had mentioned that she felt like it was really hard to recruit the number of students into CAPS as it is. Will you speak a little bit more about CAPS and how we would house that how we would like to house that at a site within the district, and how we could expand that?
You know, that was one of my main really concerns about CAPS is we are in a space where it's not ours, right? We're at the New Skin building, and it's been fantastic. It's great, and they treat us so well. And we got in there because of COVID and not a lot of people coming back to work, and they said, hey, we have the space open, come use it. This just today, we had 70 kids there today. So we're really kind of bursting at the seams right now. I know last semester, the second semester seems like it's always a little bit less, but this year we've got 70 kids. It was really cool to see them all there today and filling up those rooms. We had 26 kids in the engineering program. We did a really big push up Provo High because that seems where our numbers were lacking, and it's about equal right now. It's pretty close to equal on both sides. We really can't take more than that in the space that we have. That's about all we can handle.
Okay.
We could maybe take a few more in digital design and a few more in the health science, but that's about it. And so that's a big concern about, okay, you know, don't want to turn kids away from this program. We want to have them be able to, you know, apply and get in whenever they want. Yeah.
How much does enrollment drop that second semester or the last 2 years from your first year, second?
You know, it's about 10 to 15 kids probably.
Okay.
from this from first semester to second semester.
What capacity would you like to see that, that would you like us to be able to offer if we were in a space that was our own and we had space like we have 70
right.
like yeah how many what
like
kind
a,
of growth would you see?
Well, we I would also you can see in there too. There's a couple different programs I'd love to add. One
mm-hmm.
is teaching as a profession.
Okay.
I'd love to be able to grow our own. And be able to, there's a pathway that they've established now at the CTE level that they can take and they can get credit done. There's even a concurrent enrollment side to it too as well. So they can get into the program if they finish that, right, or at least UBU will accept them right away. And so that's something I'd like to expand. So that's another 15 to 20 kids there.
Yeah, and that's not CAP, so that's CTE.
That, and I would probably put it
put
under
the
CAPS area.
Okay.
But and then we were thinking about splitting the digital media and the software development, kind of making that a little bit bigger and more robust. I think there's room for growth in that area as well. So around, you know, if we did that, you know, talking about 90 to 100 kids.
I think you're increasing the options.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
I think one of the other questions would be, could we get a... Is there a way for us to get a list of, like, what are the highest demand jobs that we have in, say, Provo and Utah
sure.
County, and how would these programs be helping to
mm-hmm.
prepare? Because I think if we're going to make an argument to the public that we want to invest in this, we need to show that
yeah.
our post-secondary options for them would be
yeah,
beneficial.
I can get that for sure, and I can get that to you. The
okay.
cool thing about CT is it's you're going to see high-wage, high-demand jobs.
Yeah.
You're going to see engineering, you're going to see health science, which could lead to your very high-wage jobs. But you'll also see a high need jobs as well. You'll see construction and automotive or
diesel
tech and things that we could offer that they need people in, and
yeah.
that could be good careers for people
yeah.
and
mm-hmm.
get them started as well. So yeah, I could get you a list of those and let you know. I know health science is one of the biggest ones right now, especially nurse practitioners. High demand for that right now, and so a lot of our medical assisting students end up in different positions like that. Yeah, go ahead.
If we were to do this on the Dixon site, how flexible is the space? Like if, like say we go do a diesel mechanic thing,
yeah.
just throw, you know, that's a lot of money to throw into it, but then all of a sudden diesel mechanics are out of there because we're all electric cars. I'm just throwing
yeah,
something
sure.
out there, right? So how
yeah.
easy is it to flexible for the spaces, or is it going to be really expensive, or?
I mean, it's always expensive, especially when you're talking about shops, right? They're
right.
really expensive. So I think we need to be nimble and need to be smart about what we do, right? We wouldn't want to go down a path where we're stuck and pigeonholed. And the good thing about CTE is we have to have advisory groups, and we invite industry partners in. And so we have to meet with them every year and talk about, you know, what is the trend in industry and where are we going to make sure that we're following that. So we're not just doing like pet projects that we think are fun and good. We want to make sure we're following industry standard on that. But to your point, I think it would be wise to do that, making sure, okay, we're sure this is something that's going to last in, you know, 10, 15 years down the road.
And I think there are several examples of tech centers across the state that have done that, where it's like we have set up as diesel, but as electric cars become, then how do we transition that over so that students
Absolutely.
Can do that? So they are trying to be very forward-thinking in what that is, and they work with architects to design those spaces, but we
yeah.
definitely would want to do that. So.
And I know we've talked before, I'd be interested in visiting.
Yep.
I don't know, as a board, if I would love to visit, though, before we
make a final
yeah,
jump.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd like to
oh,
see
yeah,
some spaces.
I would love to take you on some different visits in the state. As
yeah.
you know,
yeah,
Ogden's doing something really cool right now. Just this year, they're kind of partnering with their tech school up there. They just built a new tech high school. And so that's somebody similar to our size that they did something really
yeah.
cool, and looks like they got a donation from Larry H. Miller or something that really helped. But something that they brought the tech school into a high school that they developed, which is kind of interesting.
That was similar
yeah,
to my question was, I have heard about other tech schools around the state, but I don't, Alpine and Nebo don't have one, right?
Nebo does.
Nebo does have a tech school?
It's their ALC center. And so they have
and
tech.
And where's that?
It's in Salem.
Okay.
Yeah, and so they do it a little different, and all of them do it kind of unique to their district. But they also combine a lot of concurrent enrollment in different classes, not only just CTE and concurrent enrollment, but they also have, like, history and English and math there as well. But they have a lot of their trades there, and so they consolidated.
Let's add that to our tour.
Yeah, I could. Yeah, Jill Linford's the principal, which is great.
I'd love to ask our student board members, sorry to put you on the spot, but what your thoughts are around CTE classes, things you've seen your friends really like, kind of, do you think there's a need that students have expressed, or have you heard students kind of wishing they could take classes in a certain thing? I don't actually
CTE
know if...
CTE is career and technical education,
yeah.
Is that correct? Do you understand?
Yeah.
So it's like...
Yeah.
Okay.
I think a big thing was, because my brother was in the CTE program, and he did CAPS, and the biggest thing with him was the commute to New Skin.
Yeah.
They provided the bus, but even with that, like, you're taken off ground of the school, and then you have to come back, and then if you have activities after school, say like a club or a meeting, anything like that, it's really hard to make it back in time and be able to commute easier. So I think what Ogden did, like putting it into the school, was really great. I know that's very expensive though, but I think that was very smart of them.
More accessible.
Yeah, more accessible just for students in general, and I think also providing more programs like the cars and construction, I think that's very helpful. I think that's a great idea.
For me, kind of the same thing, just the commute time to New Skin. But at the same time, I've had a lot of friends saying that being at New Skin, like, that was the experience that really helped them, that really, like, motivated them, just because it's kind of for, like, all the reasons why we're thinking about putting it into a high school. It's out, if it's off school grounds. You're in a working environment, you're out in the real world.
Feels real.
And so they said that, like, those are some of the things they really liked about being in the New Skin building.
Mm.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah.
That's
good points. That's great. To your point, you know, if we did have our own center, we could, you know, we get to choose kind of the time. And
yes,
then,
we do.
You know, because
yeah.
that has been an issue. You know, certain kids that want to play sports or something haven't been able to be a part of CAPS because
have
the athletic class
okay,
at
yeah,
the end
yeah.
of the day.
Yeah.
Oh.
Thanks, you guys.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
Do you have any other questions for Clay? This document has a ton in there,
yeah.
and if there's more questions that you think of,
yeah.
then we can get those to Clay. He's really good about answering them because he did this very quickly for me. So
thank
I was very impressed.
So much.
And can we get that? Is that okay to get that added to board docs so that the public?
Yes,
can
absolutely.
It? Thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay
great.
Awesome. You're fine.
Thank you so
yeah,
much.
Thank you, Clay.
Okay, we're just going to go ahead and move items 18 and 19 into our business meeting for the sake of time. So we'll go ahead and adjourn our study session now and then take a 5-minute break till 7 p.m. to start our business meeting. So is there a motion to adjourn?
I move that we adjourn.
Thank you so much. Motion made by Board Member Van Wagenen for adjourned. We'll see you all in the PDC in just a moment.
I think it's okay.